This is a quick stock taking, 10-minute stock taking, 15-minute most. Stock taking of what are our tasks, what do we have to do going forward, that's it.
You received the email from Julia or whoever it is in that large to let you know which meetings I'm attending, which meetings I'm not.
I'm sure I did.
No, because it's supposed to provide you with advance notice if Olivia is going to be there or not.
Yeah, no, no. Julia?
Yeah, Julia, yeah.
I'm sure I did. Okay, folks, we're just going to take about 10 minutes stock taking, make sure that we have our tasks agreed and understood for the next couple of days. Okay, so just to be organized and be aligned, everybody, any substantive inputs that you think would modify our report that came out of that discussion with the board or our two meetings in the morning, please briefly, succinctly, but clearly identify them and send them by email to the list so we can begin to compile our record of inputs that we can agree on Wednesday in terms of modifying the report and recommendations. Yes. Olivier.
Thank you, Brian. It's Olivier for the transcript. I wonder whether there was any consideration about not really considering any more input with regards to board metrics, because I think we've had so much feedback on this one in this session. I don't know if any of the other meetings we're having and people decide to start focusing on this. I have concerns that we're just going to end up spending a whole week on this, whilst really it's such a small subset of all the input that we've put in there.
I hear you. In terms of hearing from the different constituencies, it is an invitation for them to tell us what's important to them with respect to our report and recommendations. We can always listen politely or try to reinforce that we want to hear specific things about what did we get wrong. But I wouldn't close off the opportunity for anybody in the community to hit that point. I think we have a good sense of it for sure.
But keep mindful of the time on this.
Yeah, one of the things I think we have to keep on doing at the beginning and halfway through a session is asking people to be concise and short, because speeches do not help the situation. In terms of the board metrics, other than one or two specific people on the commercial stakeholders group, I don't think we're going to see a lot of other people caring.
And I might add to that, and this applies with full effect to me as well, I think we, in participating in the meetings, need to be mindful of the time. And if we are going to intervene, we should be focused on pulling more information from the community we're hearing from, as opposed to entering into an interesting dialogue where we're sharing our points of view. Let's focus on pulling the information and the input. That's what we need. Yeah. And that applies with equal force to me. Okay, so let's get our emails to the list tonight based on today's conversations. The other task, and it's open for everybody in the review team to do this, I am going to try to grab a small group of usual suspects and continue what Larry's started, which is go through the report and find where there are weaknesses or mistakes and identify that in full. I've captured all of your points, Larry, when you walked us through them, and I'll send that likewise to the list so we have it. But we really need to go through the report in full on our own and say this is where it's weak and needs to be improved. So you'll see something from me or somebody else within 24 to 36 hours that hopefully fleshes out those other areas in the report for us to focus on Wednesday. That being said, is there any other immediate action item for us that I'm not hitting on? Alan? Oh, isn't it? Go ahead.
I'm just a little bit worried that when we leave here, either all the work is going to fall on you and Paul, if we haven't, if we don't end up with assignments. Now, my personal perspective, even though I would love to lock out of here with no more work to do, is that whoever authored recommendations has to take the responsibility for cleaning them up. I'm not talking about the formatting. I'm talking about the content. I don't see any other way of making sure that it gets done. And for the few of you, and I'm looking at Avery and you, who did more than your own share, maybe we need to redistribute a little bit over that.
I would agree with that, but I would expand on that, and I think I hit it in the email I sent around, which is I think that the workstream chairs, who are basically subject matter experts at this point in time based on the focus work they've done, to the extent that inputs come in that relate to your area, that those chairs should be copied on that, as well as anybody else who drafted a recommendation pertaining to that. Now, we'll need to do some sorting there, but I think that's the right way to go from a substantive perspective. And those workstream chairs, in my view, if they're willing, can help in the drafting in the short term. We will need to have a final edit. This document will need to have a singular voice. We need a very clean final product. That's understood. But my suggestion would be integrate the workstream chairs on a subject matter basis.
There's only two of them.
There's four. There's four.
Who is an SSR are not really relevant in this discussion.
No, okay, so be it. Well, although
that we're trying to
but
fix
no, no, we've got inputs from the RSAC and the SSAC today that could still affect or edit our report to some degree.
Really small.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, so, I'm anticipating, I don't want to say hoping, that there will be some input on the SSR stuff. Mm-hmm. If that comes in, when and if that comes in, then, you know, I'll deal with it. But I would agree with Alan that, you know, that sort of leaves me out of, you know, the dealing with recommendations in the main body. You know, I'm happy to accept, offload, you know, you and Avery, since you all, as was said, did more than your fair share. But that's not to say that I'm begging for it, just to be clear.
Understood the last part before you said it. But that's how we'll approach this. As the inputs come in, topic, subject matter, workstream chair, author of draft recommendation or that portion of the report, and at least those two folks in comparing notes can help us make the right modification to the final. Okay. Also, One World Trust is having a session, correct? When is that? And is that with us?
No, it's a public session on Wednesday at 10:30.
Do we have free time then, or are we tied up?
Yes, you are, and you should have gotten an invitation.
Okay,
calendar invite.
Okay, thank you. So anybody on the review team who wants to attend the One World Trust session, please do. That's the metrics-oriented session, and there may be some community members there, too, providing their perspective that I think we would all want to hear, to the extent that you're free. I'll make it a point to be there. Any other action item that we need to touch on? Yes, Olivier.
Yes, thank you, Brian. It's listed in my calendar as ATRT2, One World Trust Accountability and Transparency. So that is an ATRT2 session, isn't it? Or is it a One World Trust session?
It's a One World Trust session. So
okay.
It was in the invitation, it may state that way because all the ATRT2 members were invited to come to the session, but it's a public session.
Okay. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, 10:30 to
11:30. Another piece of the inputs that we're getting, which is going to be input from staff on implementability, and I think we've talked about this a bit, Larissa, but just to reiterate, to the extent that those inputs are available and can come in on a rolling basis as opposed to a large dump on December 9th, that's obviously going to be the best way to go. So as soon as any of those inputs, and some of them were received before the report went out or just at the close of editing, please keep them coming in. I will, with the vice chairs, go about appointing victims to handle pieces of the inputs. Comments is one piece, inputs from the staff on implementability is another, and we'll give some thought as to how to properly allocate that so it gets factored in and factored into the report. But again, as soon as that's available, please hit us with it, and we'll factor it in. Yes?
Just
Yes, duly noted, Brian. And so far, I know that at least one team, Sally, Tarek, and that group would like some time in conference to clarify and discuss some of the recommendations that pertain to their area. So we're working on getting that scheduled.
Thank you. And then I think I misspoke in my email where I tried to help us think through organizing the work going forward. I noted that there were two full-team conference calls before we finished our work, and Larissa has informed me that actually there's a third scheduled, or we tried to schedule it and had difficulty on the doodle poll, but we are supposed to have three full-team conference calls, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I'll probably have Sharla resend the doodle poll because we got pretty low participation. So how about we resend the doodle poll so you'll have the dates. There are proposed dates, proposed lengths of time for each meeting, and there are three of them.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that we do calendar three. I'm going to suggest also that if we do this work intelligently, we're focused on making modifications to a report that's fully drafted. So we really shouldn't be talking about a significant volume of work, and I hope we're not having very hot discussions about whether we should make modification or not. I'd hope that there's more consensus than less at this point of the game. So I think it's manageable work. I'm going to say we calendar the three calls. If we get through two and everyone's content and we can cancel the third, so be it. But do send out that doodle poll so we have three on the calendar. Anything else? Alan.
Yeah, just a reminder of the footnote to the PDP recommendation that I made reference to with the ESSAC today. I'm going to work on the assumption that there will be sufficient community interest and start drafting that. If there's anyone in this group who feels that's really the wrong way to go,
which point
then
was it?
Speak out. This is the one to widen more than the PDP to make sure that people who are not supported by their companies can adequately participate. If we don't get any more comments coming in, then we'll just scrap it. But I want something to be ready in case we do get support for it.
So. Should we hear from the community first and tee it up with them before putting pen to paper?
I'm not going to put any. I'm not writing anything before I leave here.
Okay.
But I'm assuming there will also be.
Okay.
There will also be written comments. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
If you look at the PDP recommendation as a footnote to it, that's the one. The footnote says we may be considering.
So it's funding volunteers outside of the PDP process on a broader basis.
That's correct, or ensuring that those who are not privately funded can participate.
All right, so let's hear from the community this week. Olivier?
Thank you, Brian. Regarding the PDP process, just a wild question, and that might be because I've dropped the ball somehow on this. Has anyone seen Mikey O'Connor's presentation on the PDP and on the ideal volunteer pool that we should have and what the actual reality of it and so on?
I've seen it. I don't know that the review team has seen it.
Should I share it with the review team?
Sure.
Because I actually have a copy. He sent me a copy of it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, do.
His allegation is that you have less people drafting the policy and working in the working groups making the policy than the people voting on it.
That's true.
Which is basically 20 people in the GNSO do the work, the rest just vote on it.
Please share that.
He believes there's about a pool of 20 people that are actually working in working groups, and the GNSO Council and the board and everyone else above it just oversees. So we're dealing with a top-heavy organization.
It's probably less.
Okay. So one last reminder, as you capture inputs to send to the email list, please identify the meeting and the source. So operational procedures should be developed and then shared between RSAC and SSAC. Footnote, RSAC meeting. Just identify the source, if you will, so the editors can pull those into the report without having to go searching through transcripts. That'd be very, very helpful. Okay. Anything else? Michael.
It's Michael Yakushov speaking. May I raise again a question on the possible executive summary of the final report? Because there's a lot of feedback which I received from the people whom I asked to read the document, to give their feedback, etc. So the lot of feedback is that the document is not reader friendly because of its size, and it's not easy to understand what exactly is evaluated and how and what is proposed. So whether it is possible or reasonable, if my colleagues consider this, to prepare a relatively short document which just gives very briefly what ATRT is, what are the most important findings of our work, what are the recommendations, and what should be done next. And it can be done in 4, 5, 6, or 7 pages, not more. And, of course, it should have a reference or should include the link to the text of the full report with all the appendices. So, thanks.
Although I'm attracted by the elegance of that, that implies we are going to do very short summaries of some relatively complex recommendations, and I'm not sure I really want to get into that.
David?
I think, pragmatically speaking, we don't really have a choice. The document as it exists is a bit on the longish side, and this is not intended in criticism in any way, but a little dry to read. And I think the statistics that we've had so far relating to download, and with the understanding that they're probably not particularly accurate due to the way the statistics were gathered, has not indicated that they've been a rousing success in terms of, you know, it's not hitting anyone's bestseller list. I think an executive summary is that has links back into the main document is probably the best way to get people to actually read at least some of the context of what it is that we've been doing, and may actually increase the, you know, if someone reads something, sees a recommendation, they don't want to understand the details, it might actually encourage them to read the full document.
I think dryness is in the eye of the beholder, David, but that being said, what's resonated with me is hearing that people are saying this is an I can ease, and that putting the executive summary, however we reshape this into plainer language, plainer English, if you will, I think that's something we have to do. And let's at least take a stab at it from that perspective. If we can make it cleaner, more efficient, linked to the body of the document so people are more inclined to read it, let's take a stab at putting it into plainer language and streamlining it a bit, and then circulate it to the group and see if it's doing the job. Larissa, then Fiona.
So just to clarify David's point, the part of the statistics that I circulated that probably is overly that doesn't paint the right picture is the PDF part of it. The statistics that pertain to the number of visitors to the public comment page and to the announcement are accurate. It's just that if people copied that link, and let's say one person from the GAC copied the link and shared it with the entire group, that would get reflected as one. So I just wanted to clarify that point. In terms of that same email, I had some thoughts and ideas of other ways that you may want to consider to make the document a little more user-friendly without necessarily having to go to great lengths from a written perspective. We, for various reasons, the webinar didn't work out prior to this meeting, but there is no reason not to consider at least either an audio recording or a video recording or a PowerPoint presentation of some kind, some other method of summarizing thoughts and ideas that lives along with the lengthy document. So just a thought.
Open to those ideas. Fiona and then Jurin.
Actually, Larissa has commented partially on what I was going to suggest. We can have an abridged version that is more or less PowerPoints, about 40 or so slides that present everything and with a nice background color. That makes it more reader-friendly for those who are scared of reading the black and white.
Less dry. Jurin.
Yes, thank you, Brian. Jørn, for the transcript. I think this is a very important issue, and I think that we should all remind ourselves that one of the findings of ATLT has been that we have a challenge with respect to inclusiveness. We have a low participation in GAC of governments around the world, increasing but still low. We have a ICC report showing that in the PDP process, 80% of all the participants come from Europe and North America. If we put a report on the table which is written in a language which is only understandable for the 80%, we didn't do our job properly. So I think that the idea of having sort of an executive summary which makes it easy and attractive to read for example, the minister from Uganda, Fiona's example from some months ago, I think this is an aim in itself. So I would strongly support that we move along in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Fiona?
I'd like to volunteer to help put together that short version.
Accepted. Michael, accepted. David? Okay, very good. I think we're in sync on that. Any other specific action items we haven't identified between now and Wednesday, close of business? No? Yes, Michael.
Excuse me, a very brief question to the ICANN staff about the famous story with the linguistic quality. So we don't have anything, any feedback from what was supposed to be prepared by Buenos Aires, and it would be great if we will be able to do anything. Are you agree? Do you agree with me? Thank you.
So I haven't had a chance to read through it yet, but I know on the ICANN website there is a lot of information posted by NORA on the launch of the translations and the terminology. So there's a lot of information that's now available on that topic, so I will make sure that everybody gets it.
Okay, I think we are done. We've got a big day tomorrow. Please take your notes, make citations of sources, hit the list, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.